ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तुकी। बिफोर रिसाइटिंग दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम वन शुड ऑफर रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबिशंसिस अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड नारायण, अंटू नर नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग, अंटू मदर सरस्वती द गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग एंड अंटू श्रील व्यासदेव द ऑथर। By regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And the loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with the transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 14, entitled Family Life, and we are going to do verse number 29, text number 29. Is it right? We have text number 29? 29, okay. Yatra yatra hariha आर्च सह देशः श्रेयसाम पदम यत्र गंगा आदयः नद्या पुराणेषु च विश्वरुता विश्रुतः। यत्र यत्र हरेर आर्च सदेश श्रेयसाम पदम यत्र गंगादयो नाद्य पुराणेषु च विश्रुतः। यत्र यत्र हरेर आर्च सदेश श्रेयसाम पदम यत्र गंगादयो नाद्य पुराणेषु च विश्रुतः। यत्र यत्र हरेर आर्च सदेश श्रेयसाम पदम यत्र गंगादयो नाद्य पुराणेषु च विश्रुतः।
Thank you.
Vaishnavis and Matajis. Yatra yatra, wherever, Hareh, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Archa, the deity is worshipped, Saha, that, Deshaha, place, country or neighborhood, Sreyasham, of all auspiciousness, Padam, the place, Yatra, wherever, Ganga Adayaha, like the Ganges, Yamuna, Narmada and Kaveri. Nadyaha, sacred rivers, Puraneshu, in the Puranas, supplementary Vedic literature. Cha, also, Vishrutaha, are celebrated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Auspicious indeed are the places where there is a temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, in which He is duly worshipped, and also the places where there flow the celebrated sacred rivers mentioned in the Puranas, the supplementary Vedic literatures. Anything spiritual done there is certainly very effective. Purport. There are many atheists who oppose the worship of the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple. In this verse, however, it is authoritatively stated that any place where the deity is worshipped is transcendental. It does not belong to the material world. It is also said that the forest in For it is in the mode of goodness, and therefore those who want to cultivate spiritual life are advised to go to the forest. Varnam gato yad dharmin ashrayata. But one should not go to the forest simply to live like a monkey. Monkeys and other ferocious animals also live in the forest. But a person who goes to the forest for spiritual culture must accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as shelter. Varnam gato yad dharamim ashrayata. One should not be satisfied simply to go to the forest. One must take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, therefore, since it is impossible to go to the forest for spiritual culture, one is recommended to live in the temple community as a devotee, regularly worship the deity, follow the regulative principles, and thus make the place like Vaikuntha. The forest may be in goodness, the cities and the villages are in passion, and the brothels, hotels and restaurants in ignorance. But when one lives in the temple community, he lives in Vaikuntha. Therefore, it is said here, Sreyasam Padam, it is the best, most auspicious place. In many places throughout the world, we are constructing communities to give shelter to devotees and worship the deity in the temple. The deity cannot be worshipped except by devotees. What is that? Prabhupada says very nicely here. The deity cannot be worshipped except by devotees. Temple worshippers who fail to give importance to the devotees are third class. They are Kanishta Adhikaris in the lower stage of spiritual life. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Archayam eva haraye, pujam yaha sraddhaye hate, natat bhakteshu chanyeshu, sa bhaktaha prakrataha smrataha. So, a person who is very faithful, engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but does not know how to behave towards devotees or people in general is called Prakrata Bhakta or Kanishta Adhikari. Therefore, in the temple, there must be the deity of the Lord, and the Lord should be worshipped by the devotees. This combination of the devotees and the deity creates a first-class transcendental place. Aside from this, if a Grihastha devotee worships the Saligram Shila or the form of the deity at home, his home also becomes a very great place. It was therefore customary for members of the three higher classes, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishnavas, to worship the Saligram Shila or a small deity of Radha Krishna or Sitaram in each and every home. This made everything auspicious. But now they have given up the deity worship. Men have become modernized and are consequently indulging in all sorts of sinful activities. And therefore, they are extremely unhappy. According to Vedic civilization, therefore, the holy place of pilgrimage are considered most sacred. And still, there are hundreds and thousands of holy places like Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rameshwar, Prayag and Mathura. India is the place for worshipping or for cultivating spiritual life. The Krishna conscious movement invites everyone from all over the world without discrimination as to caste or creed to come to its centers and cultivate spiritual life perfectly. Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yatra yatra harer archa sadeshaha sreyasam padam yatra ganga dayo nadyaha puraneshu cha vishrutaha. So this is again we are continuing the conversation between Maharaj Yudhishthir and Narada. Narada is giving the information about the ideal family life. Yudhishthir was asking a question and here Narad Muni is answering all his questions. So Narad Muni again stressed the importance that a ideal family life or particularly Grihastha must be doing several things, and this is one of the several other things as we discussed before from verse number 8 to 25. There are several instructions Narad Muni gave to Maharaj Yudhishthir. And in this particular verse, he is talking about the temple worship temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, where he has been worshipped, that brings the auspiciousness. And the second thing he is talking about here, some few points, you know, which we will discuss here, is the second is about the sacred river. When we do some spiritual ceremonies in the sacred river, like this particular Bhagavatam was spoken to Maharaj Parikshit by Sukha Goswami, Sutadeva Goswami, and then it was in Naimisharanya, Sutta Goswami speaking to all the sages, 88,000 sages, headed by Shravanaka Rishi. So here, continuing that, Narad Muni is instructing Maharaj Yudhishthir that this Nadi, all these sacred rivers is the duly worshipped, and also the places where the flow of the celebrated sacred river mentioned in the Puranas. So I found out there are several rivers: Ganga, Sindhu, Saraswati, Chayamuna, Godavari, Narmada, Kaveri, Sarayu, Mahendra Tanaya, Charmavati, Vedika, Shipra, Vetraveta, Vetravati, Mahasura Nadi, Khyata, Jaya, Gandaki, Purna, Purna Jaila, Samudra Sahita, Kurvantu, Me Mangalam. I think that there is a verse in, Puran it is. Prabhu, you can throw some light which Puran it is from. Was it mentioned in the Mahabharata? Okay. So this is Ganga, Sindhu, Saraswati, Yamuna, Godavari. Now in Godavari also there is a very nice conversation took place between Ramanand Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know that. Chambravati is a Chambal river, and this Mahendra is in Andhra Pradesh. This river starts from Brahmapur. And this Vetravati is Beruba river. This is mentioned in, this Vetravati is mentioned also in Mahabharata, which is a tributary to Yamuna. This is merges into the Yamuna river. And these are all these rivers, you know, it merges into Samudra, into the ocean. So they are considered as sacred, all these wonderful sacred rivers. So that is one point. And as you know, our devotional service, what is the ultimate goal of our devotional service? What we are trying to achieve? Who can tell me? What is our ultimate goal? Yes. Krishna Prem. Love of Godhead. And it's very nicely given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Rupa Goswami is instructing, Rupa Goswami gave that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatan Goswami, that there are 64 items. And out of that 64 items, of in the path of the devotional service, one must do the following items. 64 items is very nicely given. But out of those 64 items, 5 items are very important for our spiritual progress, our bhakti, our devotional service. And that 5 items, when we perform with love and devotion, that will increase, or that will take you to our Krishna Prem. And it's very nicely given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Sravan, Mathura Vastri Murtira, Sraddhaya Sevan. Sakala Sadhana Sreshtha, Ei Pancha Anga, Krishna Prema Janmaye, Pancherai Alpa Sangha. So, out of that, in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions the Archa Vigraha, the deity worship, elaborate nice deity worship by a devotee. And then I will make a point, who is the Kanishta Adhikari, who is the Uttam Adhikari, and who is the Madhyam Adhikari. What are their symptoms? So it says Prabhupada very nicely here also. So let's go back to that. Preme Pumartho Mahan. This is our fifth goal of life. Not dharma, not artha, not kama, and not moksha. But the ultimate goal of life is the preme pumartho. How we can develop that love of Godhead. And it's very simple. And if you look at the protocol Srila Prabhupada gave us, he included all these 5 items in our ISKCON society. So in other words, if we follow those five items in with the association with the devotee, we can definitely, surely, there is no doubt about it, that we will develop the love of Godhead, love for Krishna. And that's our ultimate goal. And once we develop that love, everything becomes very crystal clear. In our cheto darpana marjanam, in our heart, the Krishna resides, He will become manifest. He will manifest in our heart. There's no question about it. So, sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavata shravan, mathura va, sri murtira. Sri murti means archa vigraha, done by devotee. Sadhu sangha, association of the devotees. Now this association of the devotees, well, we'll not go into detail because we don't have much time. But anyway, association of the devotees is very important. As soon as we meet a devotee, what do we say? Hare Krishna. Immediately we say Hare Krishna, and then we'll look at their tilak, which is the Krishna's charan and the tulsi leaves. Immediately reminds us Krishna. Immediately reminds us Tulsi Maharani. We don't talk about what is the cricket score, right? Do we discuss that here in the temple room? What do we discuss? Prabhu, how can I help you how can I serve you? How can I help you to increase your spiritual life? What we can do to serve you? Please give us some service for Krishna. Right? So, that is very important. Here, very important that we come here not for any social gathering here. This is not a social place. If there is a social place, go out somewhere. Here is strictly talking about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, worshipping Krishna. That's our goal. After all, we are trying to do something. Because otherwise, we will be in that 8.4 million species of life. We will be circling in that. And this Manushya Janma, which is very rare, we got this one. Let's take fullest advantage. And due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can develop this love of Godhead. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan. Nama Kirtan. Sadhu Sangha, when we come to ISKCON, we do get Sadhu Sangha. Always, right? There is no scarcity of Sadhu Sangha. There is one Prabhu, he said, mentioned, there is no unemployment in ISKCON. That is, always there is some service. Anyway, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan. Beautiful Nama Kirtan. We have that, right here. Morning, Mangala Arati, then Tulsi Kirtan, and Guru Puj Kirtan, and evening, and throughout the day. Prabhupada has given a wonderful protocol. Prabhus and Matajis, listen very carefully. Right from the beginning, you get up at 3 o'clock, you get ready, come at Mangala Arati at 4:30, do Tulsi Puja, do Guru Puja, then Bhagavatam class, and the devotees who go for Harinam Sankirtan, they go out and distribute the books. They are always always connected to Krishna. And when they come back, they take a little prasad, and 6 o'clock we have an aarti, 6:30 aarti of Tulsi aarti, and then 7:30, 7 o'clock Gaura aarti, Sayan aarti, and then in the evening when they go back to their quarters to retire, they read the Srila Prabhupada book, and then they go to bed, they go to sleep. So, tell me, where the Maya will be, you know, if we follow Srila Prabhupada's protocol, do you think so Maya will enter? Why? Krishna hoy Surya Sama, Maya hoy Andhakara, Jahan Krishna, Tahan Maya ra nahi Adhikar. If Krishna is there, is Maya is there? Cannot be there. Like, if a sun is there any question of darkness? No question of darkness. Because Maya is like an Andhakar. Krishna hoy Surya Sama. So when we have that understanding, when we have a protocol, if we follow Srila Prabhupada, very intelligently, he incorporated all those things in our ISKCON society, right from 3 o'clock all the way to 9 o'clock or 9:30. There is no question of Maya to enter. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravan. Prabhupada has very nicely incorporated this Bhagavata Shravan. What is the Bhagavata? Bhagavat is the glorification of Krishna and Krishna's devotee. When we hear that, listen in a rapt attention, with a sincere desire to hear, that's also understand. There's also qualification. You have to listen to the Bhagavatam class with a rapt attention. It's very important. With a sincere desire to understand, to know something. Yashyam vai shrunamanaya. Very nicely given in Bhagavatam. Yashyam vai shrunamanaya Krishna parampuruse. When we read this Bhagavatam, all the scriptures, then what happens? Yashyam vai shrunamanaya Krishna parampuruse bhaktir utpadyate pumsam soka moha bhayapaha. So the meaning of that is, when we, from the scriptures, when we hear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what happens? Bhakti rutpadyate punsam, the devotion, bhakti will sprout up immediately. There is no question. Because we know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, He is our well-wisher. Everything emanates from Him. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. So, if everything emanates from Him, everything belongs to Him, we are part and parcel of Him, so we have to serve Him. So when we hear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of here, bhakti rutpade, soka, lamentation, moha, illusion, bhaya, fearfulness, all will destroy, eradicate, removed right away. Because when bhakti is there, all those things, three things will not, at the same time, it cannot stay together. So that is very important. Then, Bhagavata Shravan, Mathuravas, Sri Murtira, Sraddhaya Sevan, Mathuravas. Wherever Krishna has His Leela, His pastimes, when we recite in those holy dham. But, Prabhupada says, wherever I formed ISKCON, wherever I established my temples, they are also Vaikuntha, they are also holy dham. Why? Because when we talk about Krishna, when think about Krishna, when we meditate upon His pastimes, that place becomes Vrindavan. If you are in Vrindavan but you talk something mundane, that place, even though it's Vrindavan, it's not Vrindavan, because we are thinking about something different. But when we are anywhere in the world, we talk about, think about, and sing about Krishna's glories, that place becomes Vrindavan. So wherever Srila Prabhupada's temples are established, even wherever He has established His temples, that place is Vaikuntha, that place is Vrindavan. There is no question, because we talk about Krishna. Mathura was Sri Murti ra Sraddhaya Sevan. Sri Murti, Archa Vigraha. Archa Vigraha's deity worship, like Prabhupada mentioned in this verse. Archa Vigraha is very important. We need to do this Archa Vigraha with very sincerely. As soon as you enter, you have to offer the obeisances, and then you do all those mantras, and then mantra hinam kriya hinam bhakti hinam janadana. Yat pujitan maya deva paripurnam atsume. Hey Krishna, I'm doing offering all this chantra, mantra and offering this service to you. I'm not qualified. But hey, because you are very merciful, you are allowing me to do this seva. So that's what very nicely we need to do, this Archa Vigraha Seva. And Prabhupada has done that thing very nicely in all the temples. You see, the Archa Vigraha Seva is most important. So those are the five items, elements, the most important items that will lead to love of Godhead. There is no question about it. Like when you put a brake, it's bound to happen, the car is going to stop. Similarly, when we do these five items, it's bound to happen that we will increase our love of Godhead, Krishna Prema, which is an ultimate goal of life. Not dharma, not artha, not kama and moksha. Now we'll talk about a little bit about this in this particular verse. It says, Prabhupada says really a little different way, that if we are not appreciating the devotees who are doing Archa Vigraha, then that particular situation, that particular the atmosphere is contaminated. It's not very conducive for our spiritual life. It's not helping us to flourish in the spiritual life. So what he is saying here, So here, let's see. He says, a person who is very faithfully engaged in worship of the deity in the temple, but does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called Prakrata Bhakta or Kanishta Adhikari. We have to be very appreciative. One time I was listening to Radhanath Maharaj lecture. He said, we have to be grateful. We have to be appreciative to all little, even little service somebody offers for Krishna. We have to be thankful to them. We have to appreciate them. We have to be admire. We need to admire them. So that's what exactly. If you are a devotee, but if you don't know how to behave with other people, other devotee, then Krishna who lives in their heart is Krishna is say that if you insult me, I will not give you any punishment. But if you insult my devotee, then I will not take it. I will not take that. I will take that offense very seriously. So there is one instruction from this we can learn, that please be appreciative. Appreciate every single service anyone does for Krishna. Krishna likes that. Otherwise it will be offensive to the Vaishnavas. It will be offensive to Krishna. So there is so many offenses, so many apradh. At least we can just, you know, we have to simply say, Prabhu, I am thankful to you. And if you, even if you offend, here is the clue. Even if you offend somebody, try to do that Bancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patita Naam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Don't we sing that every day? Devotees are merciful. They are Vaishnavas. They are merciful. Very soft hearted. So please beg for their forgiveness. That Prabhu, I have offended you. Please forgive me. That will relieve you from the biggest offenses. Very simple. The reason we don't do that is because of our false ego. When we appreciate other people, when we appreciate, the false ego will go away immediately. Then real ego will, that yes, I am the servant of this. I am the servant of the servant of the servant. Dasanu dasanu das. So when we appreciate that, when we, even if we offend that, please ask for the back for the forgiveness. And then, but not after 1 month. Oh Prabhu, I offended you a month ago. No, immediately. That's the key. Otherwise you are going to keep that grudges in your heart and Krishna doesn't like that. So immediately, so both the hearts will be cleared. And the second thing, take the shelter of Tulsi Maharani. Bhaktya vihina aparad. This is in Tulsi Devi Ashtakam. Bhaktya vihina aparad lakshay shiptasya kamadi taranga madhye. Kripa mai tvam saranam prapana vrinde namaste charanaravinda. Bhaktya vina aparad. When we offend any bhaktya, please take the mercy of Vrinda Devi, Tulsi Maharani, and chant one round that, hey, I have offended. And there are so many wonderful examples, you know, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam, that anybody offended, they beg for the forgiveness. So that will not hinder our spiritual life. Because why we are here? That we are for a fun? No, why we are here? What is our goal? How we can progress in spiritual life? How we can go back home, back to Godhead? Not in this lifetime, maybe. Like Bharat Maharaj, 3 lifetimes, not bad. Right? 3 lifetimes, he went back home, back to Godhead. So what will happen to us, you know, we don't know. So, but if we endeavor, if we do that, endeavor, try, then Krishna will surely bestow His mercy. Endeavor and Kripa, that's what we need to do that. So, Uttama Adhikari is given in very nicely in Bhagavatam, Sri Havis, you know, to King Nimi. He says, Uttama Adhikari sees everything in relation with Krishna. Everything in relationship with Krishna. So he sees that everything exists, is eternally situated within the Lord. So every human being, he doesn't have any discrimination whether he is a malecha or is a cow or is a saintly person. He thinks everything is Krishna's children. Madhyam Adhikari, what he does? Offer his love to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, that is number one. Number two, friends to all the devotees of the Lord. He is a friend. Shows mercy on the ignorant people that they are suffering. Let me give the understanding about Krishna. And don't associate with envious of the Lord. The Madhyam Adhikari, they don't associate who are envious to Krishna. Now, Kanishta Adhikari. This Kanishta Adhikari is faithfully engages in worship to the Lord. Bolo Shri Shri Gaur Nitaya Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Devi Vishakha Devi Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. He firmly engages in the worship of the Lord, does not behave properly with the other devotees and people in general. That is the Kanishta Adhikari. So, this is a very, very important instruction for all of us to understand that we don't offend. We appreciate and we don't offend. So there is a simple way, you know, we can say the Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari and Kanishta Adhikari. He says, one who makes things happen, one who watch things happen, and the third one, what happened? You understand that? So one who makes things happen, watch things happen, and third one, what happened? So that is Kanishta Adhikari. He doesn't know what. Anyway. So, this is another important point Prabhupada makes in this particular that we need to worship the deity. Now, there are several big personalities in Bhagavatam and, you know, in our Vaishnava's disciplic succession. There are so many, several big personalities, big sadhus and devotees. They were Brahman, they were in a Jnani, get lost in Brahman realization. But even after they got Brahman realization, they have to come back to the worship of Krishna. They have to come back to see the Archavigraha. There is a form. It's not a formless. Krishna is not a formless. So, or wo log Bhagwan ki bhakti mein lag gaye. Pehle Brahman realization mein the, baad mein wo log Bhagwan ki bhakti mein lag gaye. To Bhagwan ki bhakti, Bhagwan ka Archavigraha, that's very important. Like say, if you look at it in Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, there were four Kumaras. They were the impersonalists. Four Kumaras were impersonalists. You recall that, right? But as soon as the tulsi leaves, the nice fragrance went to their nostril, they became personalists. Four Kumaras in Satya Yuga. Then comes the Treta Yuga. King Janaka was impersonalist. But when Vasishtha Vishwamitra came to meet him with Ramchandra, Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman, then he says in Ramayana, in hi bilokata ati anuraga, barbasa brahma sukha hi manatyaga. So it means that he was very much involved in Brahman realization, the effulgence of Krishna. But then as soon as he saw Ramchandra, he became personalist. Janak Maharaj is given in this one in the Treta Yuga. And then when you come to Dwapar Yuga, do you remember who was the impersonalist before in Dwapar Yuga? Who can tell me? You remember anybody? Yes. Sukadeva Goswami, right. So when he was in mother's womb for 12 years, he doesn't want to come out, Sukadeva Goswami. He said, I don't want to get involved in Maya. But then Narad Muni says that don't worry, he spoke to the mother's ear and he gave the message to Sukadeva Goswami saying that don't worry, you are a brahmachari, you don't have to worry about it. You just come out and then Maya will not touch you. He came out and immediately he went in Brahman realization. So one time when he was in Brahman realization, he was just thinking about the effulgence of Krishna. Because that is also nothing wrong in that, because Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagwan iti. So the ultimate realization is Bhagwan, which has a form. So when he was meditating, Vyasadeva's disciples saw him, that he is in meditation. So Vyasadeva, they came to Guruji, Guruji, I saw your son, and he is in a meditation, and he is meditating on Brahman. So he, Vyasadeva, says that you recite this verse. You recite this verse, which is a glorification of personal form from the Bhagavatam. Barhapidam, barhapidam, natavara vapuhu, karnayo karnikaram, vibradavasaha kanaka kapisham vajantim chamalam, randhrana venu adarasudaya purayana gopavrinder, vrindaranyam swapadaramanam pravishad kirtihi. So, describing that he, Krishna, he went to the Gaucharan and is coming back with his parshad, with his associates, and he is playing a flute with his lips and is emanating the nectar from that lip, from that venu, and then he is wearing a baharapir, means a peacock feather. His crown is decked with the peacock feather. He is wearing a yellow dhoti and he is wearing a vajanti mala and karnika flower. He is wearing karnika flower. So as soon as he heard that, he heard this wonderful description of Lord Shri Krishna, he became immediately personalist. From impersonal, he became personalist. It's given very nicely in the scripture. So, after all, ultimate, Archa Vigraha ki seva jo hoti hai, wo Archa Vigraha ki seva karte hai hum log, to usme form hota hai, right? Has to be a form, Krishna ka. You cannot worship, you cannot just, if somebody tells you, I will put you in one room and there is one light, one jyoti, you just meditate on that. How long you can meditate? Anybody? 1 hour, 2 hours, and after 3-4 hours you get tired. There's no fun. So as soon as he became personalist. And in Kali Yuga, Shankaracharya was also impersonal, because that's what he did. He refuted the Vedas. Because why he refuted Vedas? Anybody? Because he wanted to get rid of that Buddhism. He established the Vedas. Buddhism refuted the Vedas. Because in the name of Vedas, lot of innocent animal sacrifice was going on. So he refuted the Vedas and he established this impersonalism. Who? Shankaracharya. He established Vedas and then, but he got this impersonalist theory. So when he established Vedas, he was impersonalist, however, from 22, he lived up to 32 years and he left his body at the age 32. But from age of 20 to 32, he wrote several bhajans, several slokas glorifying Lord Shri Krishna. We know that one bhajan, right? Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mudamate. Punarapi janama, punarapi marana, janani jathare svayanam. So, he was, even though he propagated the impersonalism, but he was a devotee. He was a devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. And very recently, we can see that 500 years ago, even Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was impersonalist. As soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, what happened? He became personally. So, the point is, in order to worship Krishna, we have to have a form. Even Brahma, he was bewildered. When Lord Shri Krishna, when he played the flute and gave the Gayatri Mantra, the eight 8 years of Lord Brahma, it went into 8 years of Lord Brahma, and Brahma became, and then he offers very nicely, nice prayers. What is that? You know, in Brahma Samhita we see that. Chintamani Pragara Sadmasu Kalpaviksha Lakshavrutesu. So he is offering all those wonderful prayers. Shows that person, that Krishna is a person. Krishna is a form. Tribhanga Sundara. He is a Tribhanga Sundara. And then he is holding Venu Kvanantam Aravinda Dalaya Takshat Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. And how he looks? Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. He looks like a Navano. Even though he is Adi Deva, Adi Purana, very old. Aham Evasam Evagre. In the beginning he was the only one. But, how does he look? He looks like a white beard. Do we see Krishna as a white beard? No. Nava Yovanam Cha, blooming youth, is just 16. So that is also, even Atma Ramascha, all those you know who are rejoicing in the self, they also would like to see Krishna in the form. Atma Ramascha Munayo, Nirgantha Api Urukrame. Ahutyuki, what is that? Atma Ramasya Munyo Nirgantha Api Guru Mukrame Kurvantim Ahutyukim Bhaktim Ittham Bhuta Guno Harihe. Guno, quality of Krishna. Even though they were Atma Ram, rejoicing in the self, but they still have to come back to enjoy Krishna's quality, Krishna's form, Krishna's Archa Vigraha. So those are the five items came from the spiritual world. One is Krishna's Archa Vigraha. Make sure, don't think that this is made of stone, made of wood, made of metal. No. It comes from Golok Vrindavan, from the spiritual world. One is this, Archa Vigraha, holy name of the Lord, all the scriptures come from the spiritual sky, holy Dham and the Guru. They are all spiritual, they come for our rescue. Okay, so that's what we have to understand. Now, time is already over. Anything else? So finally, we need to do this deity worship very nicely, and with the devotee, we'll do the deity worship and make sure we encourage those devotees. In matter of fact, not only those people who do the deity, who is helping the devotees who are doing this seva, that is also, so make sure please appreciate every single one and be grateful to them that you came here and then doing this very wonderful seva. We appreciate you, Prabhu. Thank you. So whatever you can offer to them, please do that. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Should we entertain the question or it's already late, Prabhu? Okay, if anybody has any question, because, you know, people have to go for a marathon, right? So, anybody question, please come after the class and we will answer your question. Meanwhile, people, they can go for their seva. So appreciate that seva. People who go out on the street and distribute these books. It's really very hard to distribute the books on the street. Sometimes, you know, in America, I know that. When we go, sometimes I also go. Then they said, hey, you don't have any better things to do, get a job. They insult you like that. Kuch dusra kuch kaam danda hai ki nahi, book distribute ka kaam danda dhundo aur job le lo. But thing is, it's very important that what is our goal? How we can give them to Krishna. Because Prabhupada came here, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, impersonalism, voidism, to remove that, destroy that, and give Krishna to us. So if we are going the same thing, we follow Srila Prabhupada protocol, give them the books, Krishna will be very pleased. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.